Question number five is a little bit more straightforward to explain than the others, maybe. The quality of knowledge produced by an academic discipline is directly proportional to the duration of historical development in the discipline. Explore this claim with reference to two disciplines, two areas of knowledge. That's basically what they're saying here. In other words, if a certain discipline is old, then you also know more. I'll give you an example. Math is, I don't know, has been around for a very long time. Medicine has been around for a very long time. Therefore, you know more in these two areas. Okay? And another area of discipline has not been around for a very long time. Let me invent something. I don't know. How to make a mobile phone. Okay? Has been around, but maybe not so long. Okay? And therefore, you know less. So that's the claim. Okay? Is this the case or not? So what you do is you, of course, it's both. Okay, so you pull out an area of knowledge that has been around for a very long time. Let's say, I don't know, medicine. Okay, and you make your claim in medicine that because it's been around for such a long sciences, right? So let's suppose that now basically medicine is an area of knowledge and has been around for a very long time, and you basically show with evidence that give examples that this indeed, therefore, we know a lot about medicine. Okay, so that is one thing, right? I think that's the reason why they mentioned discipline here is because they don't necessarily want you to be limited to generally a whole area of knowledge, but you can be more specific, like medicine, okay, or making a mobile phone, okay. So, and then of course, if you want to stay with medicine, then you're going to give me examples where this is not the case, okay, where essentially a long historic development just because medicine did not really give us more knowledge, okay? And you do the same thing with another area of knowledge, another discipline, where maybe there are certain disciplines that have been around for a very short time, and I don't know, molecular biology, DNA technology, genetic engineering, right? Does this automatically mean that we know less about it? Okay, find an example for the disciplines where it's both, okay, where a long historical development is an advantage, and also where it did not lead to more knowledge. And also another one maybe where there has been a short historical development and you know a lot, okay? So again, both sides. And one thing that I kind of am also interested in, and maybe that's also worth a paragraph, is how do you actually draw the line between the different disciplines? I mean, is it really like this that molecular biology, which has been around for, I don't know, maybe after the Second World War, from 1960s maybe, okay? Is it really not such a long time, really, okay? Is it really then linked to biology, or is it actually already a separate discipline? Okay, I just want to give you a thing, something that you might not know is do you actually know that psychology and the way that we teach it in our school, you have got psychology and philosophy, it's called POP, P-U-P, POOP, Psychologie und Philosophie in German, okay? And it's considered to be one subject. Traditionally, historically, many years ago, it was indeed one subject. It was studied, philosophy was actually, and psychology were kind of one discipline, okay? Nowadays, it's kind of more separate, okay? But still, in our school system, it's still linked together. Or a very long time, a couple of hundred years ago, natural sciences was not divided into physics, chemistry, biology, and so on. But actually, the people who were scientists were called natural philosophers. Natural philosophers, okay? And those folks were interested in all aspects. They were doing geography, they were doing not only just geography, but when they went there, they were also studying the animals, so they were biologists, okay? And all sorts of, and then they found some, I don't know, interesting things there, and then they were doing some chemical experiments, okay? At the same time, they were watching the stars, and so on. So you see, a couple of hundred years ago, that the explorers were kind of very interdisciplinary because the different subjects did not separate yet. Okay, so that's another interesting aspect to consider a little bit is where do you even want to draw the lines between the disciplines here? Okay, so is biology or molecular biology and DNA technology really such a new discipline, or does it actually kind of belong still to biology or rather chemistry? And does it date back not, and if this is the case, does it not really then date back a long time because people have been studying nature for thousands of years? So where do you actually draw the line between old and a new discipline? So I have a problem also on the level of history. Where does the history of medicine start? Yeah, is it does biology and DNA technology nowadays also belong to medicine? I mean, you can use that. Okay, you get my point. Yeah, so that's another interesting question. But let's, if you were really strict about this, does it mean that the longer you've studied something, the longer the history of a certain discipline is, then you basically also have a higher quality of knowledge? But I don't even know what quality of knowledge means. You gotta define this. It's not only the quantity, but also the quality of knowledge here. That's actually what the interesting is. It's not the more that you know, but also the better the knowledge is. That's kind of interesting. Okay? Find me examples where this is the case and examples where this is not the case.